Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me, I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is a place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta? Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little
easy.
It's the truth, life's so ironic. Sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time. Free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can walk in space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. I'm so excited to be back in action, live on the air here on Blog Talk Radio. It has been such a crazy friggin' ride, I will tell you that. So as some of you may know, I was MIA with a laptop and finally got fixed. And I was going to do another show, but I'm like, you know what, I got to wait till Thursday. I have to wait. Have to. So here I am, and thank you all so much for coming out. I've been meeting some really wonderful and amazing people, and I'm so glad to see that they are joining me here tonight. It's got definitely a new energy to the show. If you've read the description yourself, it is a very provocative kind of description, I would think. As I said, I hope you're all thirsty, because this is going to be quite a ride, especially if I keep this going and my laptop doesn't crash again. Fingers crossed. Wait until I get an Apple computer. Anyways, so what I want to do today is, of course, I will be taking your calls, but I kind of want to intuitively speak about some things that have been going on personally in my life that I feel were relates to everybody else. I want it to relate to you, so that way you can come up with some sort of experience that you can relate it to, so that way you can call in and talk, and we can get some things rolling here, get the ball rolling, communication. That's what we're doing here. We're all communicating. Look at all these different people here. Like, they're from all different parts of the world. And, oh my gosh, just how cool is that? Now, that is something that I have experienced just within my own city. I did happen to get a day job at a warehouse, and it's so interesting, the people that I've been meeting. Like, people are coming from all walks of the city. Any weird connections, random people, knowing other people. It's just been so cool, and some really, really great, like, revelations have been had just by working. Isn't that crazy? I know. If you've known me pretty long and well, you know that I hate getting a job. I hate working and fitting in and all that. But thanks to my newfound appreciation and gratitude for astrology, I've been figuring out some things about myself and helping to teach others about them. I have been doing some really good work online, of course, in the 2 days that I've gotten my computer. And, oh my gosh, just crazy. I have to tell you, when I first got the computer, I was so excited. I was so freaking pumped, plugged it all in, getting ready to go. And I sat there, I checked my mail, and then I was like, now what? I had no idea what to do. It was so funny. But next day, boom, took off like usual. So, of course, doing a bunch of research and all that fun stuff. So I would like to address something. There has been a lot of people calling me and talking to me and trying to get my attention to get advice for themselves. And I will tell you that I obviously have no problem giving it. I think that I am a good advice giver, if you will. And I think it's something that you should be able to trust me with. I work through my own experience, and I've been through quite an array of experiences, and I'm only 20 years old. About to be 21 in May. I'm so excited. P.S. might be getting some kind of party thing going together. If you know me, then, I think you all know me, but if you're around me and you want to come get together, then just message me, hit me up, and we can definitely plan for the future. Let's see. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Hold tightly. If you would like to talk, I will tell you when we are going to take calls. But if you feel you have the need to say something right away, do not hesitate to press 1, and I will buzz you through, and we can talk together about absolutely anything you desire. That's the key word here, folks. Anything you desire. Okay? Keep that in mind. Thanks. But let's see. Losing the train of thought. Thank you, everybody that is in the chat room. I'm just going to say the names so that it's here on archive. Camara, thank you for coming. Courtney Ige, thank you so much. Kathleen, hello, darling. Thank you for coming. Sunfire, hello, hello. Soul Dancing, aloha. And Tiffany, oh, hey, girl. She keeps reading my mind, that crazy girl. So funny. Probably helps when we're in the same room, you know. Oh, dang, we got people coming and going. Oh, that's what she said. Okay. So, again, I want you to make a point. She's too funny. I want to make a point that you desire something, please bring it up. Now, as some of you may know, I am a hypnotist. What am I not? Hypnotist, psychic, whatever you want to call me, doesn't matter. Pretty soon, probably, to be bartender, so look out for that. It's going to be quite an interesting and unique business, so that's something I'm working on right now. And hopefully I plan to get it up and running very, very soon. We'll hopefully within like this next year or so. So if you want a job, you can come to me and I shall have an interview with you. But if you would also like to be an affiliate of the Dream Teacher, I am accepting your offer. And the whole, it's a very, very easy, simple job. What you do is I give you a bunch of cards and you refer me to people that you think need advice, okay? And what you do is you write your name on the back of the card, and the person will come to me and tell me that they were referred by you, and I will pay you $15 for each person that you bring to me, each new customer that you bring to me to talk for life coaching and advising, spiritual advising. And I'm pretty sure you guys know that I'm pretty good at talking. So let's get on that for sure. And we will have a perfect example tonight. So if you guys are ready to call in and talk, you may do so. Otherwise, I'm just going to continue talking about stuff. But I am offering readings for people, and I'm very excited to get started as we have our first caller. Very excited. Oh, my gosh, this is the first caller of the revamped show. I'm very excited. All right, we're going to put in area code 440-342. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? Let's see, almost connected, almost there. Hang on. Blog talk taking a minute. Oh, okay. Hello?
3-4-2-8-9-8-1.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good stuff. Okay. I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. I'm feeling really, like, energized right now. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling kind of heated and fiery. I've got, like, I've realized this whole new thing to myself, like, I was way too nice before on my old show and, like, well, the old shows. I was just way too nice. I wasn't real enough. You know, I wasn't, like, being true to myself. Time to get
you
real.
You sugarcoated a lot of things.
I did, and that's because, you know, I didn't want to hurt feelings, but I don't even care anymore, to be honest with you. I'm just trying to be real and exposing any truth. So, you come to me. What is your inquiry, my dear friend?
Well, actually, I'll get a reading, but I have, like, an issue, too. And I don't know where it's coming from.
So, is it just a feeling that you're getting, or do you know what the issue is?
Actually, I don't know what the issue is, but Tuesday I was an hour late to work, so as soon as I got to work, I didn't really have time to sit and think about anything, like, the whole, like, hour I was there. And so after that, I finally went and smoked a cigarette, calmed down, you know, kicked it, and thought, well, as soon as I started thinking, my heart started hurting, okay?
Ooh.
And the pain was, like, horrible all day long, and I had to put away a 86-piece truck by myself, okay?
Oh, my God.
Where shit ranges from, like, 30 pounds to, like, 100 pounds. And I had to do that all by myself.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I definitely feel your pain. I had to unload a container, and we're throwing, like, 50-pound boxes at each other. It was so crazy. Yeah. I was so sore the next day.
Yeah.
But it's
and
so
like,
worth it. It's such a workout. I worked my butt out. It was nice.
That night, I came home, grabbed every single crystal and rock that I owned, and went and took a shower and, like, did Reiki on myself and the crystals and, like, cast a couple of, like, banishing negativity things, spells and stuff. And then I felt a little bit better. And then yesterday, it was slightly better. And then today, it's pretty much fine, but I still feel it, you know? And I don't know why. And, like, some people say it's from stress and anxiety, and some people say it's from what I was thinking about when it occurred in the first place, and some people say that I might have pulled a muscle while I was sleeping or something, and I'm like, I have no clue. I'm like, I don't know what it is, and it's bothering me.
Oh, Tony, are you thinking about moving anytime soon?
I'm thinking about moving every day, dear. Come on now, you know me.
How far? I feel like it's really far.
It doesn't matter how far, as long as nobody knows me.
I got you. You've been thinking about it a lot. Well, listen, your heart, okay, this is the perfect reflection. Now, you're growing, okay? Picture this, okay? Take a bean, okay? Imagine this, just imagine it in your mind, okay?
Okay.
Put a bean inside of a bag and think of it with a wet paper towel in there. Now, that bean starts to sprout, okay? Now, make sure the bag is sealed, okay? Now, when this bean starts to grow, it's going to grow and grow, but it's only going to grow so much until it reaches that top of the bag. It's completely sealed, and it has no way to go. Now, think about that in tune with your heart. Your heart is growing. You are growing. You're maturing. And this is something that you have to wait through, but you need to bust out of that bag. Do you know what I'm saying?
And see, like, well, part of my New Year's resolution was, like, to be more open and honest with my feelings and with other things. And I have been doing that, but not to the extent that I should be doing it to.
Absolutely,
you know?
Not. You're holding your tongue too much. You need to be
bold.
You need to be very bold.
Like, the other night, like, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but it was some previous Thursday night at class that I was just so upset with my teacher that I took a stand and yelled at her in front of the whole classroom. Like,
oh my goodness.
Because I was sick and tired of something that she had been doing for quite some time, and, you know, one person can only take so much before they reach a breaching point. And unlike the teacher's assistant, you know, I'm the good kid in class that gets fucked, like, that fucks around but doesn't get yelled at and shit. And, but, like, there's so, like, can only take so much. And I blew up. Like, it wasn't bad. I didn't get loud or angry or anything, but I blew up. And there's, like, other people that I need to express certain things to that I haven't been able to.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, really, really need to, because some of these things that I need to express to these other people are matters of the heart, and that could be a correlation of why this is occurring.
Well, you're definitely going to have to learn how to do this more, and let me tell you a perfect place to start. Pretty much, girls have got that thing on lockdown. They are good at expressing feelings. They're good at sharing what's on their mind. And that's why I'm very thankful to be close to many girls, because they've taught me how to do that in my own life. And it doesn't have to be any special or significant girl. Just somebody that you feel has that kind of, it's like I don't want to say a maternal, but it's a very ladylike feeling. Do you understand? Like, it's like the strong woman, the mother. Mother is a very, any mother, not your mother, you know, just any mother. That anybody that has that motherly instinct is definitely going to be able to help you with that. You got to expand and express. There's a lot of people going through emotional changes and fluctuations right now. I have a feeling that it's definitely due to the planets and all that are moving around and stuff. Saturn finally went in retrograde. No. Forward motion, excuse me. And Mercury's flipping around and just all these mixtures together. Oh,
yeah.
Venus is making good ties too, so beauty is very prevalent. But
yeah,
I think that's something that you connect with. You need to definitely connect with that. Let's see. Have you checked out your astrology chart recently?
Not recently, but okay. Touching on the thing where you told me to talk to mother figures, well, I talked to three separate mother figures that were not my own mother, and
mm-hmm.
each one of them told me something that they thought was that they thought was it, the problem, and each one of those things that each one of them told me were completely different. And then I did talk to my actual mother, and she didn't.
That really helped you.
Yeah.
How do you feel that each one relates to you? Do you think they're all just making it up? Do you think one was more accurate than the other?
I think actually it was, they were all right.
See, but, then that means you got some big, big things to work with here.
Yeah, because they're all very gifted people, and one of them is a massage therapist, so she's gone through all that thing, all that shit, so she knows a little bit about, you know, like, medical stuff, but not really.
Right.
And she was the one who told me that she thought it was mostly emotional.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the heart center deals with lots of emotion, lots and lots. We need to do that. Here, you know what? I'm thinking we should do an exercise real quick. And we can do this for everything.
It kind of felt like I had a mild heart attack when it all first happened.
A mild heart attack?
That's what it felt like when it first happened, and that's what I keep coming back to in my head, that I was too stressed, and I just accumulated all these things, and it finally, like, because, like, I've been scatterbrained for, like, the last 2 weeks, doing this, doing that, going left and right, working my ass off because several of things, because I'm behind on rent, so I'm trying to catch that up. And then a friend's grandmother died at work, so then she had to go to Georgia for, like, a week and stay there, so I had to work, like, twice as much. And now tomorrow I have to work, like, 9 hours because somebody's daughter has pink eyes, so they can't come in. And
blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is what I need you to do.
Okay.
We're going to do a little exercise. I'm going to take you and everybody else through a chakra energizing exercise, okay? So I need you to get nice and comfy. Okay.
I'm going to do a different one, okay?
So what I need you to do is just chill back. I'm going to put you back on mute so I can sit here and focus. And then, let's see, I'll buzz you back in when we come back, and then we'll see how you feel, okay?
Okay, so hold on. Let me get situated. Let me move my computer and all that shit.
Get all comfortable. Okay, everybody else, get nice and comfy and get ready for a nice little brain exercise. You guys can use this any time that you want. I learned this about a month ago or so, and I used it for myself to clear myself, and I do it, you know, before yoga, after yoga, and it's just such a nice, nice cleansing feeling. So I'm going to play a little bit of sound for you. The sound of all sounds. Absolute beautiful sound. I love it. All right. Everybody get nice and comfortable. Oh, gosh, that's loud. Okay. Now, what I want you to do, we're going to take 8 strong and concentrated breaths, okay? Now, I want you just to completely exhale. Exhale everything that you have inside of you. And on the inhale, I want you to imagine red light coming from the bottoms of your feet and all the way up to the top of the head, filling your body with your breath and the breath filling you with red light. Hold it briefly. Feel the red in your body. Notice all the feelings and everything that happens, any physical, emotional, or spiritual sensations, and exhale that energy out, leaving your root chakra spinning and energized. Now, with your next breath in, imagine orange lights coming from the bottoms of your feet and spreading all the way up to the top of the head, controlling it with your breath, holding it briefly and feeling the orange feeling throughout your body. This should give you quite an interesting energy. As you exhale, notice all the feelings and notice how energized your sacral chakra feels. With the next breath in, imagine yellow light going into the stomach directly, right by the navel, and inhaling that down to the feet and to the very top of the head. As you hold it briefly, feel the yellow light energy. Notice the feelings. Let your imagination run wild and exhale, leaving the belly chakra ignited and spinning. Now we're going to move up with your next inhale. Bring your awareness to the center of your chest as we focus on the heart chakra. As green energy comes from the top of the head and the bottom of the feet at the same time, meeting in the middle at the heart chakra. Notice the feelings that you get from this green light energy, controlling it with your breath, and exhale slowly with this one, and noticing everything that you feel, every sensation that comes in or goes without. With your next breath in, inhale through the top of the head, blue light, going past the throat and all the way down to the feet. Notice the feelings you get as we activate the throat chakra. This blue energy is held in briefly with your breath and exhale, leaving the throat chakra spinning and energized. As we move on up to the third eye chakra, imagine an indigo color from the top of the head as well, going all the way down throughout the body, taking your conscious awareness to the very center of your forehead, holding that indigo color in, feeling the energizing light permeate through as you exhale that indigo energy. Notice all the feelings, notice all the sensations, and as you take another inhale, I want you to bring awareness and purple light at the top of the head and spread it all throughout your body, feeling completely connected as we have energized the crown chakra, holding that purple light in briefly and exhaling all of it out. Now we've energized each and every chakra, brought focus and attention. Now take a beam of white light and let it shoot from the top of the head right down through the spine to the base of the spine, that tailbone, rooting yourself into the ground, being grounded and one with the earth. Fill your body with that white light. Feel completely calm, feel completely connected, and feel completely wonderful. Oh my gosh, that was the most perfect timing ever. I cannot believe that. That's crazy stuff, crazy, crazy. Okay, let's see, we're going to bring Tony back on real quick, see how he feels. Hey, Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so how are you feeling? How did you like that exercise?
Actually, it was very surprisingly amazing.
Wow.
Like, I'm not just gonna lie. It felt completely different than the one that, because I normally do a different one that's completely different. And then actually I started a new one because, like, I have a crystal in my heart that, like, helps me. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
okay, well, that's cool. I'm really glad you enjoyed that. And, you know, you can use that anytime you want, or, you know, you can just save it as a special occasion to come here and to get that little bit of treatment. But let's see. So did you notice any areas of, like, weakness? Did you notice if any colors didn't kind of light up for you? I have a feeling that your heart chakra may be focused on that. How did you view that heart chakra? What color, how did you feel when you inhaled that green light energy?
Okay, well, when I actually, the first time I did it, because I did the heart chakra several times because it felt like it, the first time I did it, it was black and dirty and negative. And it just, it was like the darkest colored green that you can ever see. And so I did it a couple of times to try to lighten it up, and it worked a little bit, but it still didn't get as green as I wanted.
Well, I think we should bring a little bit of attention to that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been the main focus since Tuesday.
What was that? I'm sorry.
It's been my main focus since Tuesday. Like, everything I've been doing since Tuesday, I've been doing to try to heal my heart and my heart chakra.
Okay, well, I think we should probably work on that a little bit more. What I want you to do, okay, is you need to picture a pure green, okay? Now, imagine a time in your life where you notice that there was something that literally made your heart just sing. Like, you could feel it fluttering and flying and feeling so playful and so silly and imaginative and carefree. Imagine that kind of feeling. Imagine, you know, the last time you had that. It could have been watching a movie, a show, a video, listening to a song, literally experiencing maybe a relationship with somebody. Absolutely anything. Just go back in your memory and picture that. Picture that moment. Just picture it. Okay?
It's walking through the woods, having the sun filter through the green trees, and having, like, everything, just a green aura around you.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, Tony. That is amazing. Okay, now, think of that. That is the sun, the ultimate life force that keeps us sustained and alive on this planet, and just shining through. Picture that color green just shining through, and picture it. Put it right into your heart chakra. Change the color of your heart chakra, and it will make you feel amazing. Just think of that memory and relive it. Breathe it in. Just take one deep breath right now. Take it in. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I could like feel it. You're making me giggle. Oh my god! Oh my god, I just pulled the heart card. Oh my god. That is so crazy. That's so crazy. I just picked any random card and the friggin' heart card just came out. Tony, that was absolutely beautiful. That was beautiful. You should be so proud right now.
Oh, I can't get a smile off my face, and I'm actually tearing up.
Oh my god, stop it, make me cry.
No, see, okay, actually, if you've seen what I was seeing, I don't know if you know where Veterans Forest is. It's over by Short Junior High School.
No, I have no idea.
That was where the moment occurred, but it had felt like I was in ancient Japan, and I was just so happy to be there. And it was just
wow.
So tranquil, and it's just, I love being in that place. It's like, I can't wait for summer. Jesus.
Oh my goodness. Tony, that is going to be so perfect for you. You need to travel overseas. You need to get out there. You need to... I feel like you're going to go on, like, missionaries or some kind of, like, mission trips and, like,
Actually, me and a friend of mine were thinking about volunteering to go work over in Haiti for, like, 6 months.
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. Do you understand how many opportunities will open up for you if you do that?
Dude, yeah, we were thinking about doing it. At least a couple months, you know, see what it's like, try to make a difference, you know?
Absolutely. Any bit of attention and compassion helps. And even being there is just not only a great experience for you, but for all the other people around you. You can help.
Well, may I say something about Haiti? Because that I feel very strongly about.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I feel very strongly about not rebuilding in Haiti because Haiti is really not a great place to be. These people need to be somewhere else. They need to be moved. You can't rebuild what they had because it was kind of lost, and it's really not a great place to be. I feel they need to be helped better than rebuilding. They need to be moved to a better place.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is not a stable ground at all. And, you know, I was listening to another psychic on here, Joseph Tittle. We're friends on Facebook, and I noticed that he made a prediction about earthquakes in Haiti a good month or two ago. And, you know, as soon as I heard about it, actually, no, I saw on Facebook first that there was an earthquake in Haiti right after it happened, and somebody said, they commented on the status, and they were like, there was an earthquake in Haiti, you're good, Joseph. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And he's like, unfortunately, you know, it's only going to get worse from here. And, you know, as soon as I read that, bam, the other earthquake hit, you know. It was so intense. And that land, that area is just so unstable, like, in all aspects of life. I hope that they figure something out soon, because it's getting pretty scary. It's getting very scary.
Yeah, I don't feel like rebuilding is the solution. We need to be put into a better situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would agree with you. So maybe you can help facilitate that, but you never will know unless you take a trip down there, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, because they have positions, you know, where you volunteer, and then they have positions that where actually they pay. So, if I could get a position where I get paid to be there helping people doing something that I want to do, that would be fucking killer.
That would be really awesome. That would be really great for you. You know, you definitely need to get out of here. You need to break out of this plastic bag. You need to grow your bean sprouts.
It's just like, seriously. Yeah, this place is not big enough for me. I need to be spread far.
Well, you know what? I sat here and I was looking for some good inspiration. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, let's go drive around. Let's go do something. And I'm like, oh, where do I even go? Like, there's nowhere around here to go. And, like, for some reason, I felt like I wanted to be, like, up really, really high on, like, some big tall building or something. And you know what? That is not here, you know, I can't find a mountain or anything. The only thing that's here is the Hill of Death. And it's icy and scary, which is why it's called the Hill of Death.
Well, and you could go to Chapin Forest on 306, and they have a really sweet cliff.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, you can actually see, like, parts of downtown from certain parts of it.
That would be pretty inspirational, I would say. That's a good idea.
Yeah, me and a friend went there, and we used to have fun.
Well, that's fun.
Like a scenery, you know. Love a scenery.
So, how are you feeling? Are you feeling way better? Did you notice any other colors that you had troubles with, or any other imagination things?
No, actually, I had no other colors that I had a problem with. Actually, when all of them were done, they, like, kind of formed together to make this, like, really cool ish design, and it kind of looks like a celestial-like thing.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was all, like, celestial-like. It was pretty sweet.
Ooh, okay, I totally understand that. That's awesome. That's very beautiful. I love being able to read people so well and get that picture in my mind. I love it. I love it. It's so fun.
gotta love being special.
We're all special.
Well, we're special. Like, everybody's special, but there's certain people that have greater destinies because they're going to bring people together.
Absolutely, and I'm raising my hand right now. That's me.
we gotta bring people together. We gotta do something. We can't just.
What happened to your radio show? Why didn't you do it?
Because I got overwhelmed with work.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you're going down to Haiti, you better start some kind of radio show or some kind of blog, because that's going to be inspirational as heck for you. and for myself as well, to be able to hear that, or if you called in my show, either way, man, that would be great.
If I write, it sounds like I'm writing to somebody. It's weird. Like, I can write something just for my own self, and it'll sound like I'm talking to somebody.
Okay. I've definitely done that before. That's, you know, some people do that. Some people channel like that, and they can do channeled writing. And that's how I write sometimes. It's like, I don't even know what I'm writing. It just kind of comes out, and I'm like, whoa, okay.
Like, I'm talking to somebody, you know, and you're, like, telling them how it went down.
I got you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've been writing forever, so I definitely got you on that. I literally have, like, 8 books, like, sitting here.
Right?
I'm writing all different topics.
Oh, well, I got a new bookshelf, and then I got a couple new books, and there's one that you're going to love. It's a gay astrology book, and it's very, very, very well written.
That sounds pretty interesting. Yeah. Now, see, this is another thing that I wanted to bring up, is that I've noticed I have this crazy, crazy desire for straight men. I don't know what it is. Like, I always happen to be attracted to them. I don't know what
we can't have.
With my thing and my attitude, I kind of always get what I want in one form or another. And
we get along so well.
I think there's a bigger underlying reason here. I think that with men actually coming out and being gay, it's like we're taking back our emotions. Because before this, men really didn't feel. They were like the hunters, you know, the warriors and all that, and the women were the childbearers and the homekeepers, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's the standard version.
Right.
But now we're all becoming equal again. We're all becoming back on this equal plane, and that's why we've been seeing so many people coming out of the closet and accepting, you know, whatever sexual urge that they feel, because, you know, sex isn't like something that's just for marriage or anything. It's a playful energy. It's a bonding energy between human beings, not something that, I mean, of course it's for creation when a man and a woman have sex, but like, I think with homos that it is so much different. I have an opinion about gay people, and it's that a gay person would choose to rather learn about themselves than other people. And I think it's something that's very predominant when you see gay people, and some of them can be really conceited or like into themselves. Like, you see typical gay guys always looking good, you know, looking their best, and I think
I hate those.
Very, very obvious. And you're seeing more manly girls and stuff, so it's pretty funny.
I'm not gonna lie, I hate fairies. Like, there are some gay men that are just way too gay for me.
Oh yeah, of course. But like, you know what? It's beautiful that they're in touch with their emotions. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, this is
part
of evolution.
I'm happy for them for being who they are. But you know, it's just a little much.
Sometimes it definitely can be. I want to show to everybody that just came in. Let's see, Charisse, hey girl, hi, and Rhea Ann. Thank you guys so much for coming. If you would like to join this little conversation, just call in. You know, we don't bite. Well, I don't bite too hard. If you're gonna say something I don't like, you mess with the door, you get the horn.
Right. Oh, and another thing I want to bring up. Did you notice a lot of gay people say right a lot?
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. But it's catching on. It's definitely catching on.
Yeah.
Everybody's starting to say it. Everybody is. Gay people are like trendsetters. They really are.
Well, you know, without us, we would loathe everybody and, you know, design
things. I mean, look at, like, Elton John and Lady Gaga. Beautiful performance at the Grammys, by the way. Two very gay people. And very influential.
I love Elton John, and he is the Don of the gay mafia, for sure.
You know, it's really funny.
Sure.
I think it's quite funny that he took Eminem under his wing. I'm like, oh my gosh, where the heck, how, what a weird comparison. And my
right?
friend was like, yeah, like, I would have never expected that to happen. Like, why would he do that? I'm like, I don't know, he's probably getting his dick sucked because a gay man can do it better than that daddy girl or whatever her name is.
I want to say it, but it's true.
You know? Like, seriously. And it's so cool when guys, like, guys connect with other guys and girls with other girls. It's such a strong connection. It's like the ultimate bromance, you know, or the ultimate female. I don't even know what to call that. I don't know. I need a lesbian perspective. We need a lesbian
right.
call in or something. So get your hands up.
Get some lesbian input. We don't really have that.
A lot of books.
As I was saying, I have 96 books on my bookshelf.
Oh, my.
No, wait. 97. Sorry.
That's pretty cool. We're going to take a break real quick. I'm going to take off. I want to play a song. This is a very... Oh, my God. Okay. Well, Tony, thank you for calling in. I got to go on my ramp here. But you can talk in the chat. Chat with them for a while. So thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. Now, got to keep going. Got lots to talk about. Avatar. I hope, oh my gosh, my tattoo is tingling. It's so funny. And it is the Chinese symbol for love. So cool. Oh, Rhea Ann, you need a reading, but you don't have a phone to use tonight, so you'll call next time. Well, what I can do is give you a little... Oh, okay. I can totally give you guys a little bit of a reading. Even in the chat room, we'll do it. Let's see. I'm going to play some music, and I hope you all know this song. Of course, I don't take any credit for this song. I'm simply spreading it and sharing it. So, for those of you that have been around me a lot, I'm so sorry, but here it is. I See You by Leona Lewis.
Darkness breathing hope of new life. Now I live through you and you through me, enchanting. I pray in my heart that this dream never ends. Bye.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What a beautiful song. I love that song. It's so good. And it made me get my feelings back with Leona, because there was a period of time where I was just so upset to listen to her. I didn't want to listen to her because it reminded me of an ex, blah, blah, blah. And now, just because of that movie and her other song, Happy, it just totally gave me this whole new, like, love and appreciation for her and her beautiful, beautiful music. So I'm very, very grateful for that. Now, I definitely want to talk about Avatar for a hot minute. That movie, if you have not seen it yet, get your butt out there and see it. Go out there, pay $11.50 or however much to see it in 3D, because it is so worth it. It is such an amazing movie. I mean, come on, something that took 12 years to make, and 12 is such a very symbolic number as well. I don't want to get into all that, but it took that long to make, and I think that, of course, deserves some kind of respect to at least go see it. Yeah, we've definitely been there. I hate when songs remind us of certain people. Well, yes and no. You know, I think sometimes they kind of do that on purpose. Like, if you ever, you know, hear a song, and of course you heard it on the radio during a certain time, it makes you think of that time period, am I right? You know, you think about, oh, I was doing this, or, you know, I was doing that, or it was when this was happening, blah, blah, blah. And I think they're just like, I feel like sometimes the radio is trying to, like, tune us in and trying to get us to help with our memory or something. Or maybe it's something else. Who the heck knows? But that's why I'm doing my own radio show. Maybe you guys can reconnect. Now, every time you hear I See You, you better think of me and my show. a little side note. My life is pretty wonderful and crazy, I would say. Lots of new things happening. Like I said, I finally got back to work. And yes, you know what? I did need a break from the internet and all this mumbo-jumbo going on here. I just needed to break free. Like, I knew who I was, but, like, I didn't even know what I was doing. It looked, you know, I just read my chart yesterday, and it totally made me realize, you know, I do need to be working hard physically as well, because I'm a very physical person. I'm a Taurus, you know, my sun sign is a Taurus, so, of course, I'm going to be very grounded and down to earth. And I have a rising sign in Capricorn, which means I value hard, steady work. And that's something that I need to be doing at all times. But I have such a crazy chart. It's so freaking crazy. Oh, my goodness. Heck yeah. Amen. Love the Taurus. We got another one. At least one more in here. Oh, and then we got a Virgo and an Aquarius. And let's see, Courtney. I don't remember what Courtney is. Or a Chimera. I don't remember what your signs are. You can say them if you really want to. If not, I don't care. Yeah, I kind of, by the way, if you weren't here earlier, I'm not, like Tony would say, sugarcoating everything. I'm kind of being a little bit more raw, a little bit more blunt. Like I said, I have my sun sign is in Taurus, but my moon is in Leo, very fiery, very passionate, and emotionally at the same time. So if you're going to provoke something like that, I will let you know, instead of being so passive and so, not okay with me. But anyways, so Avatar, get your butt out and see that movie. I'm going to see it for the second time tomorrow, and it is going to be such an amazing experience. I have a feeling I missed so much the first time. That movie is very, very spiritual. It's so powerful, and it has such a great message. And I don't know if any of you heard the rumor of people like killing themselves after they see it and feeling so depressed and so upset, because it's such a beautiful world that, you know, James Cameron and his crew have created. It's such a beautiful imaginative journey, and people just like are so afraid or worried or scared that, you know, it's not going to happen here. Well, guess what? That movie is based off of our world, where he got all the ideas from, because you know what? We are just as connected as they are. You got to see this movie to understand this whole connection thing. And we are working all together. We're all working, you know, with one infinite power. And you can call that God. You can call it friggin' whatever you want to call it. Soul, spirit, love, I don't care. You call it Jack Daniels for all I care. But as long as you're getting it and you feel it and you're connected, do it up, because I am trying to connect with you here. And hopefully you all see that compassion is the most close thing we can find to God and happiness anywhere on this earth. Yes. I'm pumped for you to see it, Cody. I'm so pumped. So freaking pumped. It's going to be such an amazing journey. There's really a lot of good symbolism in there, too. I have a feeling that they're referring to 9/11 in this movie, and that, oh my God. Did you really just say that, Char? Oh my gosh. What is Avatar? Where have you been? Oh, okay. I was going to say. Oh, yeah. It definitely has some spoiler messages. And you know what? I heard the rumor about people killing themselves after. Before I saw the movie. And then after I saw it, I was sitting there and I'm like, you know what? I can really, like, I could totally feel like killing myself right now. Like, I understand why people are feeling like that, but I'm so glad that I'm smarter than the average bear here. And, you know, again, it really is based on our world. And, oh, ours is so beautifully connected like that. Maybe we don't have those beautiful colors like they do, but, you know, we're evolving, and we're evolving pretty fast, and some pretty crazy things are happening on this earth. Who knows what's going to happen in 2012? It could be just like that, you know? Who knows? Humans have never, ever been through this shit before, so it's going to be quite friggin' interesting. It was a weird conversation I had with my dad that he called me talking about my school loans and, like, when are you going to pay this, blah, 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 and I'm like, whenever I can, did you? And then I started talking about, well, you know, he started going into his philosophical mind about the bank systems and all this garbage and how they treat us like shit and how we pay finances and bringing stupid loans and interest rates out the ass, and the banks are the ones that are really making the money. And I'm like, you know, Dad, isn't that really fucked up? Like, isn't that something super bad? That's like, super bad. That was on the other day. That's something that's not good for us. Like, I'm not happy with that, and not everybody else isn't happy with that either. You know, it's hard to do that, and it's like there are a bunch of cheaters in this game. And I am so glad that our generation is coming next, because we are the generation that is, like, pretty much going to save the world. We literally have it in us. Most of us, our Pluto influence is generational, and we are very much a healing generation. We're going to fix this place up. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. Okay, we have a caller. We're going to put in area code 440-479. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling
from? My name is Aaron Merg, and I'm originally from East Lake, Ohio, but I am in Fort Hood, Texas right now in the loving United States Army.
Absolutely loving it. How are you doing today, Merg?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I am wonderful. I was a little nervous about the show because I haven't done one in so long, but, like, I found this, like, amazing energy and drive, and it's just working out so well, and I'm so glad that you called in and that everybody is here, so thank you all so much. I love all of you guys. You guys are amazing. So,
am I allowed to swear?
You can say whatever you want.
All right, well, I wouldn't say that much, but, So you were talking about the federal system a couple of seconds ago. You know the crazy part about the whole federal government and the banking system in the United States?
What's that?
Pretty much every dollar you receive, you already owe $1.67 on that dollar. So no matter how much money you make, you're in debt, no matter what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
So
the money,
the federal banking system is set up to fail. It's set up to fail the American citizens. And a bunch of people don't understand why. Why do you think that more than 67% of the United States is in debt? Because unless you come up with an amazing idea, and unless you don't trust the banks and keep your money yourself, you're screwed for life. I mean, yeah, you can stay out of debt for a while, but one way or the other, you're going to be back in it, in and out of debt for your whole life, and that's not good. That doesn't make you happy.
Absolutely not. Money is like nothing. It's just a loan. It's a tender loan to give you,
exactly,
you know, to pay for your work. That's all it is. And you know what? Hey, I have a lot of debt, so does that mean I'm rich?
That's funny. You want to know, something even more? You want to know something even more crazy?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's so easy to stay out of debt. The easiest way to stay out of debt, don't get a credit card. Okay, so maybe it's going to take a cosigner to... Maybe it's going to take a cosigner to get a car or a house. So what? As long as you make enough money, as long as you have a steady payment, you're fine.
Yeah,
just pay your bill on time. Who cares? Credit cards do build credit, but they also destroy your life. I've seen so many people go bankrupt because of credit cards. Oh, there's some good news. The Cavs won 102 to 86.
Did they? Thank you for telling me. I was totally going to ask about that.
LeBron James destroyed Dwayne Wade. Made him look like a baby girl.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm pretty worried that he's going to leave. I really hope he stays with the Cavs.
He's not going
really
to. If we win the championship this year, he'll stay.
He's like the only good thing Cleveland has besides sexy-ass Brady Quinn. That's about it.
Brady Quinn's not even good, though, at all.
No.
He sucks.
But give him, like, 2 years, maybe, okay?
And see, that's what they said at the beginning. Give him 2 years. He still sucks.
Has it been 2 years already?
Yeah, we got him in 2008.
2007, 2008. Oh, shit. All right. Well, I have his jersey, so I don't know what that means. But anyways, let's go back to the friggin' money thing. You know what? My dad was telling me, he's like, I'm going to get my guns, and I'm going to get gold, and I'm going to hang on to those for the rest of my life. Just
that's a good idea.
To happen. I'm like, oh,
if you exchange
shit.
Your money
I'm
for
like,
gold, that's a good idea.
Yeah, for real.
Gold is so much more,
valuable.
It's not, but it's not, like obviously... If you get like a dollar worth of gold, it's going to be worth a dollar. But gold doesn't gold's worth has gone up like 300% in the last 11 years.
Yeah, and you know what? All these freaking why do you think there's all those gold companies recycle your gold for cash? Blah blah blah. That's
because they know.
How. That's so
if you're,
dumb. Like, why would anybody ever do that? They're just stocking up on all this gold so they can hold it and. Who knows who's running this little thing, you know, this little charade.
Hi, Barack Obama.
You know, I can't wait to see where all the... I can't wait to see where all that gold is going. You know, they're going to build this giant freaking golden horse or something. I don't even know.
So how do you know when you have a caller?
How do I know?
Yeah, like how is it? Like, that you have a call.
Well, it's... there. I didn't even notice how long you were calling in. I was looking at the chat, but I have a switchboard, and when... somebody calls in, I see their number on my switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
But when they press 1 to talk, it raises up a little hand. And that's how I know when somebody wants to talk.
Yeah, it's like, welcome to Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio. I want to change that.
Yeah, it's like some English lady. I was like, dude, I hate your voice. I was like, I just want to press 1 as fast as possible.
She doesn't even say thank you. That bitch.
No, she's like,
press
1 to talk.
Over her.
She's like, go kill yourself. I'm like, geez, you think so too?
Dang,
like, that's not the first time I heard that.
Yeah,
so you
want to
talk about
yourself? Apparently, this whole Avatar thing has got people all depressed. Did you feel that, like, when you saw the movie?
No, I felt amazing when I felt it.
I did too. I felt so
like
that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen like in this whole year, probably of all year.
People are killing themselves because like there's like this new wave of like thinking that like they think if they go or like when they die they go to where the place they want to go to. But I mean, it just depends like on your beliefs. I mean, I don't really want to talk about religion right now, but
yeah, I mean all
I mean,
that is, and I know it's clear. I noticed for sure that all death is just a transition from one energy to another. And you know what?
Right.
This is what I was just talking about today. The observer, you know, everybody has this thing called observer in their brain or in their physicality, their makeup. Uh-huh. You know, you can sit there and watch things. You observe things. You can read. You know, you can watch people. You can do whatever, and you observe it. Well, they cannot find anywhere in the brain where this process lies, where it stays. Like, you know, you can find a part where your brain tells you you're hungry, you know, they can find that. Or if
right.
you're scared, they find that, fight or flight. But the observer is something that they cannot find in the brain. They cannot find it anywhere. So that's got to tell you that there's something
like
out there. There's something else going on. And
you know something else that they can't find that goes on with the brain?
What's that?
They don't know where the purring of a cat comes from.
Really?
Really. They don't know if, because they've studied this for, years since, they've had technology to do this with cats and everything. And, I know this is, totally off subject, but, you're just talking about things they can't find out where they're coming from. And, at first, originally, they said that, doctors said that it came from a cat's voice box and, their fucking cords, their vocal cords were shaking when they purred. But then they disproved that theory. And they can't find out if it's part of the brain or if it's part of the lungs. They just don't know where it's coming from. They don't know if it's just a noise that they make. They don't know what it is.
That's crazy. That's weird. I never knew that.
It's just like the part of, they can't find the part of the brain that tells the dog to wag his tail. So everybody thinks that a dog wags his tail when he's happy, but it's not proven. So technically a dog can wag his tail at any time. Dogs have personalities. Obviously we can't see that because we don't speak their language or whatever. I don't even know if dogs have a language, if they can understand each other or whatever. But we can't see that they have personalities because they're just we automatically go into life thinking dogs are stupid. There's dogs that are smarter than us, honestly. They just can't speak English, so everybody thinks they're stupid.
I mean, I'm sure there's some that are smarter than people, of course. There's some dumbass people in this world.
But there's dogs that have, common sense. And, there's dogs that run away, and, they run, they're gone for, weeks, and they still can find their house and come back fine.
Absolutely, it's insane.
They're smart enough to live on their own. They're smart enough, I can't fucking go, I can't run away from my house and live in the woods for fucking weeks and come back.
You'd be so disoriented, you wouldn't even know what's going on.
Right, I'd be fucking retarded. I don't even know how to explain it.
Oh my goodness,
is somebody with you right now?
Tiffany's over right now. Laughing in the background.
What's up, Tiff Diesel? How's the fucking Blog Talk Radio going, eh?
Yep.
I heard you're pimping the hoes lately.
Yep.
Give me the pimp. I taught you well, huh?
Yeah.
About that.
What do you mean about
that? Listen. So, Shara brought up this really, 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 really intense topic. She said, what about the serious shifts that are going on in consciousness that is occurring in these beginning months of 2010? Now, let's think about this. Okay, Avatar just came out. Very, very spiritual movie. Very intense. That Book of Eli just came out. Another
that movie
very,
is fucking
very
intense.
Yeah, very, very intense and spiritual as well. Now, there is this total shift going on, and I totally agree with Char. This is going to be a very informative year. A lot of people are going to be learning new things. You know, of course, I've been doing this kind of work for a little bit now. You know, self-awareness and consciousness and spirit and all that fun stuff. And with the coming interest, you know, with these movies, they're really opening that gap. They're really making it very predominant.
All right, you want to hear my opinion on why this is happening?
Why is that?
Okay, so most movie directors are very, 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 experienced in age, if you know what I mean. They're all, in their 50s or 60s.
They're smart. They're very, very self.
They realize that, the spiritual part of a human being's thinking is definitely fading as generations go by.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting these messages in their movies to try to bring it back, to try to make it the way, because they realize that they have the power to do it, and also, if this doesn't happen, it's just going to keep getting worse.
We're going to die.
Well, we all die anyways. One time, I got in a fight with my cousin because I told him I don't believe that we die. I was the reason people die is because they already think they're going to die. I was I think that if I don't think I'm going to die, I'll live forever, and he got fucking so mad at me.
Oh my god.
Why are you mad that I think I'm gonna live forever? Why can't I just fucking think that? Fuck.
Right. You do live forever, you do. Not here. Absolutely not. And who would want to, honestly? I mean,
if I stay
everybody
the same age, I would love to live forever. Nice. Honestly, like Hancock, I would love to see the world like hundreds of years like over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like just to see how it changes and everything.
Yeah. See, that's a weird concept. They keep coming out with that. There's so many vampire things coming out, you know, all these people living to be 800 years old. And zombies is another thing. Oh my gosh, I wish zombies would take over the freaking world because that would give me
something. Dude, if they did,
dude,
if they did, I would totally be the fucking first to fucking kill them. It'd be badass. If I went on like a war against zombies.
I'd be running around killing them.
Dude, that would be so fun.
What's
like, we'd all have so much fun.
What's that? What was that?
What was what?
What did you say?
That would be sweet. I'd be like we'd be training and going to war against.
Oh, that would be so fun. And, like, you know, it's kind of like people, and you could take your anger out on people, but they're not people anymore, you know?
Yeah, like if one of your worst enemies becomes a zombie, you could totally kill the fuck out of him. And you won't even get in trouble.
Exactly.
Like, let's say, like, what's that dude's name that joined the Marines that I fucking hate?
David.
Yeah. If he fucking joined, if he fucking became a zombie, I would fucking, I'd kill him, and then hopefully he'd come back so I could kill him again.
Oh my okay. gosh. You're
so
older.
I think we should talk about the army.
Oh. I mean
we should talk about our different teams.
Okay. I mean if you really want to. Well see, okay, let me mention something. Let me say something real quick. I'm gonna tie this in. Now in the movie Avatar, the you know, army or whatever, you know, our defense system goes into this other planet and like the only reason they're going in the movie is to get this highly, highly expensive metal or some kind of element.
Yeah, it's like
and,
a, yeah, it's like
I don't know, it's something of extreme value. And
yeah.
Oh, it's because it makes stuff float or something like that. It's like anti-gravity. And they just go in because they want to take it. And, like, I really feel like that big giant tree represented the Twin Towers in, like, 9/11, and it shows how...
That's what I thought, too.
We're really just, like, killing ourselves just because, you know, we're going in and taking just something that we think is amazingly worthful or has lots of value, and at the cost of so many other things, and that's such a bad karmic energy. It's so bad. I wish a lot of people would just open up and see it. Like, I feel like with the army, it's just a lot of unknowledgeable people going in there, not knowing what's going on or not knowing what else to do. And, you know, fighting for your country, quote unquote, which I have a very, very, very big respect for because it's like you give up your rights and your literally like your free will almost to.
Yeah, I don't have freedom of speech anymore.
You know?
No, I can't say anything about Barack Obama because he's my fucking boss. But you're the first one to know I fucking hate his guts. Like, I don't really care. No, I said you're the first one to know because I can't technically talk about it, but I fucking hate his guts. Like, I don't even care. Like, what are they going to do, kick me out of the army?
A lot of people do not like him anymore. I'm pretty sure his poll ratings went down and all that fun stuff.
His approval rating's like 37% right now. That's the lowest since, like, fucking Andrew Jackson.
I mean, it's all about false promises. Don't promise anything you can't keep. Plain and simple. You know, we're
nobody's going to get elected if they don't promise big things. If somebody's like, I can't promise I'm going to fix everything, nobody's going to elect them. You can't be honest in the political society anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't be. I mean,
it's really
like,
just
Nader tries.
It really is. It's like
Ralph Nader tries every 4 years. Think about it. Ralph Nader tries every 4 years, and he tries to be honest, and nobody votes for him.
Absolutely.
He says, he's like, I'm not going to tell you guys that I can fix the fucking country in 4 years. I'm not going to tell you I can fix it in 8 years. We're in a lot of shit right now. And then nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to hear, oh, we're going to be fine, give me a week. That's all they want to hear. Oh, we're going to build you a huge new school, and everybody's going to get brand new cars for free, and everybody's going to have a job. They want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to hear what they need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And you know what? That's a very big thing with people now. And that even happens here on Blog Talk Radio with some of these psychics. They just tell the people what they want to hear because they can pick up on those messages, and they never tell them what they need to hear.
You know, I'm an interrogator in the army, and technically I can do that. Like I can fake being a psychic by doing that. Because I learned in schooling how to fucking manipulate people's minds and let them have them tell me things without knowing they told me, and then I can use that, and they don't know how I know.
Don't you know about all these, you know, little studies and stuff they did back in, like, 89 or 88 or something like that, where they trained the soldiers to literally be in tune and use their psychic and use their intuition to find enemies and, you know,
right.
figure stuff out, figure out locations. They've been doing this for a while, and they've known about it for such a long time. And now I'm glad that people are finally, more and more people are becoming aware and getting in tune with it. And that is what I want to help facilitate. I want to help everybody, you know, grow and let that psychic part just come into fruition for them. Because you know what? I got to tell you, with the people that I met here on Blog Talk Radio, I've met some really, really wonderful people, great psychics, and there is nothing compared to the communication that I have with these people. It's astounding, absolutely amazing. Like, just being able to talk with somebody, and it's like you're talking on, like, more than one level. You're talking on, like, seven different levels. You can
right,
understand.
Right.
And not to mention even if you're in person.
But you know what's crazy? You know what really freaks me out?
What?
We like me, like us, like our age group, our generation is America's future. Like, imagine what the Army's going to be like when we're adults and we run it. Imagine what the government's going to be like when we run it and we're not just looking back like 10, you know, like people are like, we're like 20 years away from actually being the adults of the society. But like, imagine when that actually happens and we're the adults and like all the adults now, like our generation takes over, you know what I'm saying? Like, completely. Because right now the old generation still pretty much rules the public, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, as soon as our generation goes in, I really don't know, like, I don't know. Like, there's so many fucking spiritual people nowadays, and, like, so many, like, people that, like, you know, that, like, I really don't know. Like, the Army could be, like, a peace-loving, you know, peace-loving communication, like, ceremony thing or something. Like, it doesn't bother me at all, but it's just, like, so crazy to think about.
Absolutely, you know, those are huge concepts to grasp, and like,
you know what I hate more than anything?
That. What?
When you're trying to get your clothes out of the washer, but there's no light, so you don't.
Oh my God!
Hey,
well, now this is what's going on. Like, those are big, big concepts to grasp, and that's why we're starting to think about them now. More and more people are becoming aware of it, and it's just happening, and it's something that's happening naturally, and that's why I think we're meant to survive. We are the species, we are the race that is meant to stay here on Earth. You know, I don't want to be wiped out. I'm going to stay here no matter what. And I don't know how that's going to happen, but, and there's a bunch of different theories that say that, and I just want to keep it going. I definitely want to keep it going for whatever it's worth, because, you know what, I didn't have to come here, but I am here, and I am very grateful for every day that I spend here, every single day.
Me too.
That's my piece of that. So everybody get aware, start helping other people out. Take their conscious awareness and move it to a different place. Change somebody's life. That's all you got to do. But hey, I did promise a couple people I was going to give them a reading. So if you want a reading, let me know, and I can give you one right quick. And then
yeah, give me a reading.
All right. So we'll do a simple little 7-card layout. And I just use the cards because it helps you to connect with me a lot better so that you can get that physical sensation. So
are the cards we used to use?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
You remember.
Yeah, we used to do it at work on lunch.
Absolutely. All right. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to count out loud in increments from 1 to 7. So every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
All right, wonderful. All right, we'll do the little reveal for you here. And I just got to spread them out. Working in tight encounters. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. I will tell you what we got. I'll tell you the exact card. Your very middle card is the snake, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this is so weird because I just, oh my god, I just got these friggin' same four cards in a row, plus the one on the end. Okay. The first one is the whip, which suggests arguments, strife, quarrels, but they will move things along in your flow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the next card is the stork, and the card after that is the tree. So you're going to have arguments, and it's just going to move matters and things that have been kind of put on hold. That means the stork represents that there was stagnant matters, things kind of put on hold. And this is directly related to your growth. And this, the tree is next to the snake. So the snake is a very, very tricky card. And it's so funny because it's next to the fox, and they're the both trickiest cards in the friggin' deck. And so I'm thinking you're going to have to be tricky yourself or something. And you're going to get this key. It's going to be like this little success, that aha moment, that light bulb going off on the top of your head. And it's going to bring you to this new social awareness and this feeling of love and gratitude. It's,
that's what I'm looking for, honestly.
What's that?
So that's what I'm looking for, honestly.
Yeah,
like
I bet.
Epiphany.
I bet. Exactly. It's coming. It's coming to you. It's coming right to you, my dude. I promise. I can feel it myself, and, you know, I don't want to give anything away because it totally just ruins it. I love watching.
No, you have to. No, you can't do that. No, you need to, because, like, you can't,
no
you can't
way.
Say something like
no
that.
Way.
Dude, no, I'm
no
asking you as
way.
A friendly psychic to tell me what's in my future, what's in my near future. Now you have to, dude.
No.
You can't just fucking leave me on like that and then just be like, I can't even give it away. Like, you could have acted like you didn't know, but you didn't act like that, so I know you know. Just tell me, man. Is it, alright,
so,
is it something that I'm going to want, is it something that I'm going to want to hear?
No.
Really?
It's not. It's true, because, just because you have, it's the snake, it's your middle card. It's suggesting that there's a lot of wise things going on. Wise people could be tricky people. It's like, it looks like a game to me. It looks like a game. And there's a snake and there's a fox. And it's like, who's going to win? And, oh gosh. Oh gosh. I can't even go.
Tell me.
Listen,
you have to. Dude, you can't do this right now. Dude, I'm not going to be able to sleep.
It's in the next day, so just don't worry about it. But with
well, like tomorrow?
Other reading. I have to use the other reading.
Dude, I will let you just tell me now. You have to. Just explain everything that you know, please. I'm asking you as a friend. It's not. This is like a big deal for me.
Okay. Well, you're going to be deceived pretty much. And you pretty much gotta have to be tricky back. And once you get your, quote, for lack of a better term, once you get your balls back, you're going to have your aha moment, and you're going to find that beautiful, peaceful, serene place.
So who's going to deceive me?
I don't know.
So
but
it might not be who I think.
Moving on. I do not know people. I can't feel the energy. But we can tell about that. I gotta give a reading to Rhea real quick, okay? So thank all you. Right,
but it might not be who I'm thinking about though.
I don't know. It's all we can do more about that later. Here, you know what? I'll pull a card for you just because you're very concerned about that.
Okay.
Oh boy, let's see. Who is deceiving Merg? Who is deceiving Merg?
Is it happening now, or is it going to happen?
It's going to happen. I just pulled the friggin' rider, so it's something that's on its way. So, look for that knight in shining armor, if you will. That person is going to bring bear news. The news is good, and it's usually brought by a gentleman. That's what the card signifies, but who knows? I guess that means that you just have to wait it out. That's all.
So, but that doesn't make sense, though. If I'm going to be deceived, am I going to be deceived? Like, they're going to tell me good news, but it's going to be a lie?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I just pulled another card. Okay, would you like to know the card that I just pulled?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Yes.
Well, I pulled the woman, so you're going to have
fuck
to take
my
that
life.
Okay.
So is she going to, like, cheat on me tomorrow?
Dude, no, she's not going to cheat on you. But listen, we can definitely
is she
going
to leave me, or is she going to lie to me?
I don't think so. But
so then what is it? Does it mean she's going to be the one deceiving me?
I hope not, because I care about you, buddy, and I really hope not, but it is very entirely possible. Just listen. You are a Cancer. You have a shell. Use it, okay?
Dude, if she lies to me, it's going to be over. You don't understand.
I do understand. I understand very, very well. Very well. And you know what? It's just going to be extreme changes for you. If she is deceiving and if she is lying to you, you know what? This, you know, the heartache and the heartbreak is something that happens. But you know what? You need to thank God that you were able to feel that at least, because sometimes people don't even get to feel it. They don't even know what that feeling is like. And when you come the down, okay, it sucks. But when you come back up, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
amazing.
But listen.
Absolutely.
But listen. Listen. So you're like, is she already lying to me about something?
No, I do not see that. But listen, I have 90 seconds left, and I gotta keep going with this, okay? So.
All right, call me when you're
going
to your show.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it, Merrick.
Of course. I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right. Oh, my goodness. What an intense show. What an intense show. I've got to play this song as a closing. We're going to play Alive by Leona Lewis. Oh, my gosh, 60 seconds. How did the time go so fast? Listen, you guys, I'm so sorry if I didn't get to you for a reading. You can either email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com or set up an appointment for a personal private reading as long as you would like it. Keen.com/thedreamteacher or call me directly at 1-800-ASK-KEEN extension 0396844. Also, if you would like to buy one of my transformational CDs called To Dream Again, please contact me at my email address, again, thedreamteacher@gmail.com. We will be doing the show next week, same time at 10 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am so grateful that you are here. I'm so grateful I got to do the show again. How freaking excited is that? I love you all so much. Take care and have a great night. Sweet dreams, my friends.